أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسماء والطارق وما أدراك ما الطارق النجم الثاقب. In the previous surah, Surah Al-Buruj, one of the main subject matter was that for us, that we must always guard our iman, no matter what the odds are, how difficult it is. Our greatest asset that we have got is our iman, and that is that will save us from Jahannam, from the displeasure of Allah in this world also, and it will take us into Jannah. So this iman which Allah Ta'ala has given us, we should protect it at all costs. And in Surah Al-Buruj, what Allah Ta'ala had explained, that great difficulties those people had to go through to protect their iman, that they were thrown into the fire with their little children, everyone. Our task will not be so heavy, but they will come all the time. We will be tested, whether we are going to please Allah or we are going to displease Him. In every matter of ours, as we are walking on the street, we will be tested. There will be tests coming, there will be women, etc. In our business, we will be tested. How do we do our business? With our wives, relationship with our wives, families, we will be tested all the time. So that was the main subject matter there. And yeah, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, his main subject matter is the life of the Akhirat again. The oneness of Allah and the life of the Akhirat. And this was the common theme of the surahs which were revealed in Makkah Sharif. Yeah, then in this surah also, as it is common in such surahs, that Allah starts with taking oaths. And that is to impress on us the truthfulness of the matter and how much concern Allah has got for us, that He's taking qasam and He's talking to us, that what I'm saying is 100% true and correct, and listen to what I say, obey what I say. Wassama, qasam hai aasman ki. The first qasam Allah takes here is of the sky. And the sky is a solid cell, is a solid matter which Allah Ta'ala has created, and it is protecting us from very many things. Just like we have above our head the ceiling and the roof of this masjid, and it protects us from the rain, from the sun, from wind, etc. Like that, the sky Allah Ta'ala has made, and there are many, many things happening beyond the sky, and the sky Allah has made to protect us. With tariq, or andheri mein aane wale ki. Tariq is that person who comes at night. So Allah Ta'ala takes the qasam of the night comer. Who is this night comer? So Allah Ta'ala defines it and tells us who this night comer is. Wama adraka mat tariq. Aur tune kya samjha, kya hai andheri mein aane wala. And what have you understood? What will explain to you what is this one that comes at night? Yeah, Allah defines it Himself, that He did not leave it for us to think what is this one that comes at night. Allah Ta'ala says, النَّجْمُ الثَّاقِبُ وَسِتَارَ چَمَكْتَ هُوَا. It is a star with a piercing light. And again, yeah, a lot of knowledge of astronomy is required to understand this. And it was just in recent years that the astronomers, scientists in this field have found that there are stars in the sky which they were never aware of before. Whether they call them the black holes, etc. And such huge, huge galaxies of stars. And there are certain stars which make their appearance only on certain nights, not every night. And all this Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has made with a definite purpose. And all this it is in the system of Allah Ta'ala. It is Allah who is the creator of all the stars of the sky. And there is a very, very great system of Allah that is working out there. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala refers to that and takes qasam of that, of the tariq. And in two ayahs Allah explains what is the tariq, a special star with a very piercing light, very bright light, and it does not appear every night either. And this all Allah Ta'ala says in kullu nafsil lamma alayha hafiz, and for every koi ji nahi jis par nahi ek nagehban, and there isn't a single soul, anything that Allah has created, but Allah has put a protector over that. Whatever Allah has created, nafsiya, not only a living thing, but what we regard as a dead thing. And things are not really dead, everything has got life, but that life is so little that we regard it as dead. Otherwise stones also have life. Leaves, trees that we can understand has got life. But even stones that fear Allah Ta'ala, that fall in the fear of Allah, they also have got that amount of life. So Allah says that each and everything, we have put a protector upon them. Who is this protector? It is the Malaika. Allah Ta'ala says that that Allah Ta'ala has made protectors for us, this Malaika, who are in front of us, behind us, and they protect us from so many things that we don't know. We might think, now we will just walk out of the masjid and go home. But our walking is the Malaika who protect us. Otherwise we can sprain our ankle, we can fall down, not only on the steps, but just walking on level ground, we can fall there also. Is the Malaika who are protecting us. We are just going to drive home, it seems to be so near, and no traffic, nothing, and we know the area yet, but it isn't that Allah has put these muhafiz, that they are there to protect us. And also Allah Ta'ala has put these protectors, that is the kiram and katibin, who are noting down everything. And inshallah we will go a little bit more in detail in this, that how Allah Ta'ala has put these protectors, and we need them all the time. Without them, one moment of our lives we cannot live. If they are not there to protect us, then we get totally destroyed in different ways. So Allah has put this for our protection. Wow, thank you.